You're listening to World Cricket Weekly Talk with Nigel Reid and Zubin Sakari. I see an old pal of yours, Monty Desai, head coach of the Rajasthan Royals, ran the reigning IPL champions, Chennai, very close, but not quite close enough. Last ball decider. And earlier in the show, we were talking about Rahane and how he's the leading scorer in IPL 5. But I also noticed that O.A. Shah, who scored another half century, is also enjoying his time in IPL as well. Another quality player.
Yeah, definitely pushing for a call-up again for the English team. And hopefully, I think he should get it. I think he's still got a lot left in the tank.
And it's interesting because he seems to have been around. He seems to have been a prospect forever. And now he's in his early 30s. I mean, I wonder whether he's ever really justified those early expectations, or whether it's been a career of, well, kind of close to, and some unfortunate injuries along the way.
Yeah, he's had a bit of bad luck. He's a prolific scorer in county cricket. His record for England is not terrible. And perhaps, yeah, I think the last time he was kind of dropped, it was for other reasons, run outs issues in test cricket and a few other things. But it's, you know, I would never close the book on any cricketer at any age, you know, like even a Ram Prakash and guys who are so-called over the hill.
Well, that's the guy they compared O.A. Shah to in his, you know, early years, 10 years ago.
Yeah, and not a bad person to compare. You know, he's somebody who's obviously been through a lot in domestically in cricket and internationally for England. So I'm glad to see him doing well, and exciting cricketer to watch with his bat. You know, really wristy and flicking. Got good power to hit and plays really well. So I mean, it's good to see him producing.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's about doing it consistently, week in, week out, or in case of IPL, game in, game out. And that's, of course, how you build reputation. Talking of IPL, the one feature, or one of many strands that I've sort of looked at this week, is that it's not all about Chennai or Mumbai this year. There's a whole host of teams, with the exception of Deccan Chargers, who aren't charging anywhere other than to the bottom of the pile, who are still in it. We've got sort of 3 weeks into the tournament, and it's pretty packed leaderboard, isn't it?
2020 cricket should be like that. I mean, it's a shorter version of the game, and you have some exciting guys, and you can see games getting, you know, you're thinking you're pretty much out of it, and within two overs you're either back in it or back in winning it. So, and that's the way the leaderboard should be, or the way the table should be. It should be pretty highly contested for the most part. And you know, there's been some amazing performances to bring games out and last. I mean, almost, I'd say a good 70-80% of the games are going into the last two overs of and being decided.
And that's exactly the way it should be. And you talk about performances there, and we can't let the show close this week without talking about Kevin Peterson, who, according to Layman, scored the finest IPL century he'd ever seen, even though he got dropped on three occasions, I think, which just goes to prove the old adage that my dad told me 30 or 40 years ago, that catches win matches. Yeah.
Yeah. In any form of the game.
Very true.
But still, you can't take anything away from 100 in a very short period of time, with, I think, the record of nine sixes, was it? Yeah, it's, you know, you can't do that just by fluke. There is a bit of skill involved, and he's obviously taking his form from the England international schedule that they had against Pakistan, and good for him. You know, it's great to see. I think he seems to be destined for greatness, and every time he kind of just, you know, people start questioning his ability, hammers back with a few hundreds, and he did that when he was with England. And
no substitute for quality, as they say. And obviously, by the time we next meet, there will have been another bunch of games, and the standings will have changed again.
Yeah.
And we've spoken about Gale. Of course, you can't talk about IPL without doing that. And yet, look where his team is. It's not top of the standings. You might think that if you've got Chris Gayle in your team, you're bound to be top of the table. But actually, they're closer to the other end of the table. So my thought for you, my friend, sort of closing thought, is, you know, can you see a pattern or a team that is going to emerge from this kind of pack leaderboard over the next two or three weeks?
I think if you look at the history of IPL, it's, I mean, the first year was a team like the Royals, who came in with, you know, smaller team and smaller budget to some extent, tried a new bunch of players and were successful. Then you think, okay, maybe that's the key to it, is to really get the hunger and the local guys that want to do it. And then you get Chennai winning it, you know, with a fairly big budget, and the consistency of the same team, the Albion Morkels and the Donies and Reyna's sticking to them. So you never know what the format is to win, and you know you're going to probably have a new champion this year, and you never know.
So Chennai not going to make it a three-peat then? I hate that expression.
Yeah, you don't want it to. You want there to be some cycle. You know, there might be a bit of a dynasty, but I mean, look at a team like Bangalore with the guys like Gale and De Villiers, who I think is probably one of the best players going around.
Mumbai have been battling on without Tendulkar and his finger injury. Now they've they lost Malinga as well. You can't afford to lose key players like, you know, leading wicket taker and leading run scorer from IPL4.
Yeah, it's you don't replace those guys overnight, and they're obviously going to feel it. So, but again, you know, you have other guys that can maybe in that format. Potentially, Tendulkar gives you a 75, somebody can give you a 60, and that might be enough on the day to do the job. So 2020 stuff and IPL is very, you know, exciting that way. So it'll be challenging, and let's see their depth.
That's all we have time for, by the way, this week. I want to thank our guests, Ravin Murthy, Faraz Sarawat, and Peter Della Penna. Ravin Murthy is our executive producer. The program editor is Jeff Eaton. World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production, presented by Teachers Blended Scotch Whiskey, the spirit of achievement. He is Zubin Sakari. I've been Nigel Reed. Until next time, we'll see you at the crease.
That is a terrific shot.
World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production.